Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Or my take at thetakeaway.org. So if you're asking me, the big story out of the news conference last night was when President Obama explicitly said he doesn't support a global currency, as China has suggested. But the second biggest story may be his response to a question about Mexico and President Felipe Calderon dealing with drug cartels there.
President Calderon has been very courageous in taking on these drug cartels. We've got to also take some steps, even as he is doing more to deal with the drug cartels sending drugs into the United States. We need to do more to make sure that illegal guns and cash aren't flowing back to these cartels. That's part of what's financing their operations. That's part of what's arming them. That's what makes them so dangerous.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is visiting Mexico today, and she's taking with her a new multi-agency security program for the U.S.-Mexico border that was announced yesterday. Mexico City BBC correspondent Stephen Gibbs has spent a lot of time embedded with forces of President Felipe Calderon as they have been fighting the drug cartels. He joined us earlier, and I asked him how important is this visit by Hillary Clinton.
I think it's extremely important because it reflects something that Mexico has been seeking from the United States for a very long time, and that is that the United States focuses on this problem, which, make no mistake about it, Mexico regards as an extremely serious problem. It's battle with drug cartels in the north of this country. For a very long time, the Mexican government has felt that the United States government has been entirely focused on places like Iraq and Afghanistan and has not been looking at this issue so close to its northern neighbor. I think it reflects really that the American administration is taking this situation extremely seriously. I think most American officials believe that they support the Calderon policy, which is really taking the cartels head on, and they want to show that they're behind the Calderon policy on that, and also that they recognize that, for goodness sake, this is not just Mexico's problem. This is very, very much the United States problem. It's U.S. consumers that are driving this market. It's American weapons that are being used in this inter-cartel fight. So Hillary Clinton coming here and then President Obama coming here next month is a reflection that this is a shared problem.
Well, Stephen Gibbs, people on this program have said repeatedly, whether they're in Brownsville, Texas, or El Paso, Texas, or San Diego, California, have said that it looks like a war zone on the border, and it feels like a war zone on the border. As an embed with Mexican forces fighting the cartels, you have firsthand experience of that. Are they right?
Well, the Mexican government does not like parallels with Iraq, but I have to say that if you go to Ciudad Juarez, particularly where I was yesterday, it does seem a bit similar in a way because there are a lot of military on the street, and that is currently what the Mexicans are trying to do. It's one of their policies to try and calm down the violence there, and that is an extremely high-profile presence. And it does seem to be working. Wherever you go in the streets, you see these convoys of often police trucks, but quite often army trucks, and almost always full of soldiers with automatic weapons. And what has happened, and it's extremely noticeable, and it's been called a surge, as in Iraq, is that it seems to be working at the moment, and that is over the last couple of weeks. The number of killings, which early in January and late January were something like between 15 and 20 a day, people were being murdered. That has dropped dramatically. Now, the question is, how long can that happen? How long can they keep that up? Because they've tried this before. They did send thousands of troops early in the middle of 2007. They all stayed there, and the violence went down for a bit, and then it went up. Now, so the question is whether, now they've got almost 10,000 troops there, whether the cartels really will shy away, and there is a feeling that maybe they will, but of course maybe they then go somewhere else.
Well, it raises the question of how does Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, evaluate the success of the Calderon government? I mean, in one sense, there may be a temptation on the part of Hillary Clinton to simply seal the border and say, you folks fight it out on your own. What quid pro quo do you think is very essential for Hillary Clinton to project, even though politically it might be better for her to simply seal the border and be done with it?
Well, I think the first thing on that is that it really has been proved that that border, that enormous border that the United States shares with Mexico, is impossible to seal. It's extremely difficult to stop people crossing it, and it's pretty much impossible to stop drugs crossing it. So I think that there is a recognition that just shutting down the border completely is going to be an impossibility. And I think that President Obama and Hillary Clinton really are prepared to take a few risks on this and make such a high-profile stance of saying, yeah, you know, this really, really is a serious problem. There is plenty of evidence that some of this violence is spilling over the border, with an increase of kidnappings in some of those southern states, and evidence that the cartels' brutal fight between each other, that they sometimes take over the border and fight each other in the United States. So I think she's going to have some pretty open discussions with the Mexicans, and President Obama will take that forward. And they'll see. Maybe they feel that this is a tipping point. There are some Mexican officials who do believe that their strategy is working. They believe that the killings earlier were a sign.
Indeed. And Stephen, we actually have news breaking out of Mexico City this morning. One of 24 top drug traffickers have been captured 2 days after the Mexican officials published their most wanted list down there. Stephen Gibbs, BBC Mexico City correspondent, embedded with troops fighting the drug cartels in Mexico. He joined us in an interview conducted earlier this morning. Mark Garrison has our headlines.
Got a few more headlines 21 minutes before the hour.